There's a difference between bumping into Jesus and touching Jesus. Stay tuned, we'll talk about it. Good afternoon, it's Wednesday here in Dallas-Fort Worth, and it is so hot. I saw two trees fighting over a dog. Man, it's hot outside. Listen, Monday after I uploaded the podcast, I was sitting down doing some study in my own personal time, and I was reading the passage in Mark chapter 5, verses 24 through 32. And it's the story of a woman who had the issue of blood. I'm not going to read this whole passage to you, but there's going to be some things I want to talk about because I feel like I saw something that I've never seen before. And so I want to talk about it. So let me set the scene. We're going to start at verse 24. And Jesus had just gotten off the boat, and he was met by Jairus, one of the synagogue leaders, who implored him to come to his house to heal his daughter because she was dying, and he wanted her to come and lay hands on her. So in verse 24, he was on his way to Jairus' house, and there was a large crowd of people. And the Bible says they were actually pressing up against him. They were making contact with him. It was such a large crowd. It's kind of like standing in line to go see a concert or something like that. I love crowds like that. Not really, that's a lie. I don't like crowds like that. And they were walking along, and people were jostling back and forth and bumping into one another. And verse 25, we get introduced to the lady who had an issue of blood for 12 years. Now, I did some research, and I can't find out exactly what it is, and I don't think anybody knows exactly what it is, and I don't think it's that important what it is. I think what's important is that it is. So verse 27, she's talking to herself, and she goes, you know what? I'm going to creep up from behind, and I'm just going to touch his robe. And I bet that'll do the trick. So she's thinking and she's working her way up behind him. And she finally works her way up through that crowd and she touches the hem of his garment. And in verse 30, Jesus says, "Who touched me?" And I'm sure his disciples were like, "Come on, man. There's more people out here than you can shake a stick at. And you're trying to tell me, asking who touched you? Everybody's touched you. What are you talking about, Lord?" But as we pick up in the scripture, you know, he knew that someone had touched him because there's a difference between bumping into Jesus and touching him by faith. And this woman had touched him by faith. She had an issue. And she was tired of it. She had it for 12 years. And she knew that Jesus of Nazareth, who was back in Galilee, by the way, could do something about it. So she made a plan. She did something that to the natural might seem ridiculous. My mom had this plaque on her refrigerator for a long time, and it said, "Only those who attempt the ridiculous can expect the miraculous." So I'm going to try to read this to you. So if it sounds like my mouth is falling down the stairs, it's because I stink at reading stuff out loud. Okay, when he said, "Who touched me?" in verse 30, verse 31, his disciples said to him, "You see this crowd pressing against you? And you say, 'Who touched you?'" So he was looking around to see who had done this. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, because she knew that it stopped. She felt it immediately. She knew the bleeding or whatever the issue was had stopped. But it says, knowing what happened to her, came with tears and trembling and fell down before him and told him the truth. So she knew she wasn't going to be able to go up there and creep away and get back. When you reach out and touch Jesus, there's no going back. And he said to her, "Daughter," he said, "your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be free from your affliction." You know, don't limit this scenario to a physical healing. There's a lot of people out there who have emotional healing, who have trust healings they need to repair, who have addictions that they struggle with, that they need help with. And you can't do this on your own, and you certainly can't do it with a casual bumping up against Jesus relationship. We have to come to Him in faith, and we have to purpose to reach out and touch Jesus with faith. And when we do, things will change. Well, how do you know this? What makes you such an expert? Well, recently, I had to do something pretty radical to get help with something I've been struggling with since I was 13 years old. Those who are closest to me will know exactly what I'm talking about. But I've experienced victory over the past few months like I've never known before. I've had peace like I've never known before. And it's because I finally reached out and touched Jesus with faith, not just casual. We go to church all the time and we have fellowship all the time, and I want to encourage you to be more genuine. When someone asks you how you're doing, let them know. Say, hey, let's go out and talk later. Let's have lunch. I want to share with you how I'm going on, what's going on with me. Because that's what it takes to reach out to Jesus in faith. Is the first thing is being honest with her problem. This lady knew she had a problem. She had it for 12 years, Scripture tells us. And she finally had enough. And she knew that Jesus of Nazareth was the one who could remedy the situation. Friend, Jesus of Nazareth is the one who can remedy your situation, whether it's physical, whether it's emotional. Doesn't matter what it is. And see, physical healing is not the be-all, end-all of what Jesus can do. If you look in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, you read the story of Him healing 10 lepers. 9 of them walked away. 9 of them. That's 90% of them walked away. Only one of them has a changed heart, because Scripture says he came back and praised God. Healing the body is great. But it's when you allow God to heal your mind, your will, and your emotions, that's when things start changing. That's when the real healing begins. I encourage you to go back and read this story. It's like I said, it's in Mark chapter 5, verses 24 through 32. Read it for yourself. Also, there is a new email address I have created specifically for the podcast. It's called, what's it called? That's what you get when you get old. isctpodcast@gmail.com. isctpodcast stands for It's Still Called Today. isctpodcast@gmail.com. You can send me an email, let me know if this has been beneficial to you, and I'd be glad to hear from you. Anyway, think about this. If you have something in your life that you need to quit bumping into Jesus for and reach out in faith, pray about it, take that step, send me an email. Ladies and gentlemen, I gots to go.